Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
And we welcome you back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena as the 3A State Volleyball Tournament first day is coming to a close here, and the final match here on this side of the floor is getting ready to take place as it's the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Cheney Cardinals. Both of these teams are into the semifinals tomorrow. Eliminated from pool number one, Beloit and Smoky Valley. Of course, both Cheney and Nemaha Central 2-0 on both sides. Both teams with easy take care of wins over Beloit and Smoky Valley. Now on the other side of the floor, the final match is going on right now on the other pool. That's pool number two. It's Riverton and Goodland. They are tied 10-10 in the first set. The winner of that one gets in. The defending champs, Heritage Christian. They go 3-0 in the other pool play. So Heritage Christian is into tomorrow. And then the winner over there between Goodland and Riverton will be the number two seed out of pool number two. So how it sets right now between 2-0 Cheney and 2-0 Nemaha Central. The loser of this match will face the defending state champs, Heritage Christian, in the first round. And then the winner between the Thunder and the Cardinals here, the winner again will be the one seed out of this pool, and then they would get the winner of the match between Riverton and Goodland that's going on right now. So that is where we are at, getting ready for the final matches here tonight and then getting yourself set for the semifinals tomorrow. But Nemaha Central is already there, but if you win, might get a little bit easier of a path because you don't want to land this Heritage Christian squad who went undefeated 3-0. The defending state champs, they looked the part. Although they're the 7th seed at 34-7, you don't want to play them in the semifinals tomorrow. You lose this match to Cheney, that's who you get in the semifinals. If you get past the Cardinals, you will get the winner of Riverton and Goodland, which is right now the number 2 and number 3 seeds in this field. Kirk Gilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Nemaha Central, 36 straight wins. They are 44-1. They beat Smoky Valley earlier today, 26-24, 25-23. And in the last match, they beat Beloit, 25-22 and 25-17. For Cheney, the 4 seed, they are 37-4. They have won 8 straight. They beat Beloit, 26-24, 25-13. And they beat Smoky Valley, 25-16 and 25-14. We are ready to go. Both teams and the starters are on the floor. The winner wins this side of pool play. And we'll get the winner of Riverton and Goodland tomorrow in one semifinal. The loser here between the Cardinals and the Thunder will have to take on the defending state champs in Heritage Christian in a semifinal contest. I want to thank all of our area great sports boosters and our sponsors here for state volleyball coverage here from Hutchinson at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Nemaha Central starters is Callie Honeyman up front. Also joining her up there, Lily Shulians and Sam Nordis. And on the back line, it is Ella Larkin, Addie Holthaus, and Julie Rottinghouse, and Cheney with the serve, and we are underway. Winner is the winner of this pool. There's a set and a spike right out the gate. They set up Addie Holthaus front left. She kills it back right, and the Thunder out to a 1-0 lead. This is the first time in the 3 matches today that Nemaha Central scored the first point. Nordis on the serve. This is a very good and talented Cheney squad, no doubt about it. They're going to tie it up here at 1-1 as Leah Durr, a 5'10 senior, puts that one away. This is a Cheney squad who has one of the top coaches in the state in Sarah Walkup, who is a Wichita State standout. And there's a service error on the back line by Alexis Bittner. It's a 2-1 Nemaha Central lead and a quick line change as here's Ruski in, also Garrity on the front line. This Cheney squad, again led by Sarah Walkup, who's won 470 matches in her career as a head coach here for the Cardinals. There's a good dig and a diving effort by Ruski. Holthaus on a third try, spikes it across. It's dug up by Bittner. Now they set it up far side, and it's out of play. The kill shot missed by Haig. Campbell Haig, a 6'2 senior, every bit of 6'2, And she misfires there, and the Thunder have scored three of the first 4 points, the 3-1 lead. Here's Ruski on the serve. And the dig is actually sent back over to the Nemaha Central side. They set up Holthauser, spike attempt. Oh, one-handed dig. Diving for it is Bittner to keep it alive, and on a third try, a free ball is sent over. Ruski to the middle. It's Garrity. Diving effort by the libero, Adolph. Jalen Adolph, a 5'4 junior. Now Holthaus here on the attack. Good dig on the back line by Anna Martin. Now they send it to the far side, and there's another dig by Sam Nordis to keep it alive. Now it's Holthaus again, but not much behind that one. They set it up, and it's going to be a point here for Cheney. As finally Campbell Haig puts it down, and a long rally there goes to the Cardinals. It's a 3-2 Thunder lead, and the Cardinals get it back here on a serve. It'll be Peyton McCormick, a 5'6 junior. Sends it across. Low line drive. Ruski up front. Sets it back for Holthaus. Her spike attempt is buried into the back right corner. Another kill for Addie Holthaus. The 4-2 Nemaha Central lead. On the other side of the floor, Riverton, a 17-16 lead over Goodland. Winner there is in. They set it up far side. Cheney does blocked in the air. Good job by Spurfloggy to keep it alive, and now middle of the floor, it is thrown down by Holthaus, but Cheney was there to dig it out. Another nice dig there by Holthaus to keep it alive. Adolph pushing it up front, and now sent here to the near side, and it's in. A difficult shot put down by Anna Martin, a 5'8 senior. It's a 4-3 Nemaha Central lead. And here is Campbell Haig, a 6'2 senior to serve. Larkin with the dig. Ruski up front. Front of the net. Garrity spikes it into the net. And they'll go there. And we're tied at 4-4. Again, both of these teams are into the semifinals tomorrow, but the loser will have to take on the defending champs in Heritage Christian. And the winner here will get the winner of that Riverton-Goodland match, which is going on right now. Here's a battle at the net. Cheney has it, and Nordis can't get that one on the back line. A kill is put down by Anna Martin. And the Cardinals take the lead at 5-4. We have alternated the last six. A good start for both, back and forth. Two very good teams. Cheney 37-4. Nemaha Central 44-1. They leave it for Holthaus, and the spike is buried home in the back left corner. Another kill for Addie Holthaus. We're tied at 5-5. Here comes Rottinghouse back in. Garrity, Nordis, and Larkin on the front line. Rottinghouse along the back line here with Holthaus and Ruski. There's the serve by Rottinghouse. They push it to the front right side, and the dig, or I should say the kill shot, is in. Alina Bartlett, a 5'8 senior, puts that one home for the Cardinals. And Cheney now with a 6-5 lead. Cardinals, red and blue. You got the Thunder, purple and blue. Ruski backside sets it up for Garrity, and her spike attempt is right into the net. Thought she might have had a chance to save it. She did not. It's a 7-5 Cardinals lead. Here in the first set, two teams will have an opportunity for a state championship tomorrow, but seeding on the line. Garrity able to keep it off the net, and I think under the net is Garrity here. Head coach Jessica Cook wants a timeout. An 8-5 Cardinals lead here in the first set. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back for more after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cooking Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cooking Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
KMZA.
Good start for the Cardinals here in the first set against Nemaha Central, an 8-5 lead. Cheney, the 4 seed, at 37-4. They have won 8 straight, but Nemaha Central, their 36 match win streak is on the line. Larkin, a battle at the net, able to push it on over. Cheney there in the right place in the right time. Far side of the floor, it's Martin with the kill. diving effort by Rottinghouse to keep it alive, and a free ball smashed over by Holthouse. Dug up by McCormick. Now they push it near side. The spike attempt is blasted into the air by Ruski. Somehow kept alive by Nordis, and Ruski pushing it over on a free ball. Back and forth we go once again, and a lift call on Cheney. We'll give the point to Nemaha Central. Much needed. Thunder back to within two. It's 8-6. Here's the line change. Julian's is in. Garrity is out. Ruski is out. Honeyman is in. Honeyman, Nordis, Larkin on the front line. Holthouse, Rottinghouse, and Julian's on the back line here for Nemaha Central. Julian's to serve. Cheney gets it to the front of the net and has to send it over on a third try. Nordis front right, smacks it down, and a big try is actually saved, and the Cardinals on a third try able to get it back over. Here's Julian's again. They set it up for Honeyman, and she is blocked at the net, but they're going to say it's Reese Hedstrom who's going to be into the net, and a violation committed by the Cardinals. Thunder hit the point. It's now 8-7. Thunder trailing by one. Julian's back to serve. It is dug up by Bittner. They get it here front right. Kill shot saved in the air by Julian's. Nordis able to keep it in play, and Holthouse able to send it over. Now Cheney pushing it to the far side. There's the kill attempt, and another diving save by Rottinghouse. The libero doing her job on the back line. Adolph on the back line setting it up front left here. There's the spike attempt by Bittner, but Nemaha Central is there. Now Nordis sends it across. Dug up by Bartlett, and another violation here committed. Under the net. And a point for the Thunder. Back-to-back violations by the Cardinals. And we're tied at 8 apiece. So 3 straight here for Nemaha Central. It'll be Julian's to serve. She sends it back left. Cardinals push it to the far side. There's the spike attempt, and it's down. Alexis Bittner there for the kill. Cardinals retake the lead. It's 9-8. It stops a run of 3 straight for Nemaha Central. Leah Durr back in on the front line for the Cardinals, and then coming in as well is Taryn Bennett. 5-2 sophomore set to serve it for Cheney. The Cardinals, the 4 seed. At 37-4. Julian's caught up under the net, and it's going to be a violation there on Lily Julian's, which gives the point to the Cardinals. Now they lead it 10-8. Back-to-back points by the Cardinals. And it's Bennett once again to serve. And it sends it across. Rottinghouse to the front of the net, and her dig went over, and it set up Leah Durr perfectly for the kill. Now 3 straight for the Cardinals, and they're back up by 3. It's 11-8. This is a very talented Cardinals team. Thunder been put to the test all day long. Both of these teams capable of winning it all tomorrow. Here is Honeyman, her kill attempt is spiked, and another great defensive effort, Leah Durr, on the front line for the Cardinals, also Bartlett. And it's now a 12-8 Cardinals lead here over the Thunder in the first set. Goodland and Riverton, 22-21, over on the other floor in their first set. That's a win and get in for tomorrow. Here's Larkin on a kill, and they set her up beautifully front right, and she buried it in the back left corner. Big point there for Nemaha Central. Now down by 3, it's 12-9. Got to get the ball back after Larkin sent it into the crowd. Here's Larkin on the serve. Cheney gets it to the front of the net. They want to set it up for Bittner, and she put it into the net. Back-to-back points here for the Thunder. They're down 2 at 12-10. Larkin again to serve. Back of the line, it's Bennett. The libero Adolph gets it up front. And this time it was Julian who's setting up here. Holthouse, her kill shots. Another dive there by Adolph to keep it alive. And a shot that goes long. It's misfired by Alexis Bittner. And 3 straight now for the Thunder. They're back to within 1. So it was 5-5. Cheney rattled off 3 straight. Thunder went for 3 straight. Cardinals went 4 straight after that. Now the Thunder have rattled off 3 straight. 12-11 Cardinals here in the first set. They want to set it up. Good defense this time. It's Nordis and Honeyman at the front of the net. Burying that kill shot. And we're tied at 12-12. And it's been a game of runs here in the first set. Larkin with the serve. Cardinals to the front of the net. Kill shot by Bittner. Blasted up in the air by Larkin. Julian near side, middle of the floor. And not much behind it by Holthaus. Cardinals keep it alive. And now Durr with the kill shot, but Rottinghaus is there. Nordis, front right. Her shot is in. Trying for a desperation save, and it's not there by Adolph on the back line. Five straight for the Thunder. They take the lead. It's 13-12. And a timeout for the Cardinals. The run right now is five straight points for Nemaha Central. It's a 13-12 set one lead over Cheney. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be the king of the road, you have to fill with the king of diesels. We're talking about Cenex Premium Diesel. It comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Roadmaster XL even cleans up and prevents injector fouling to keep your trucks out of the shop and on the road. A typical number two diesel? That's always an option. The wrong option. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Ag Partners. Partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Rena Tamman with you from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Kirk Hillman on the board back in our studios outside of Hiawatha. We're bringing you the 3A State Volleyball Tournament coverage for the top seed and top ranked Nemaha Central Thunder. 2-0 with wins over Smoky Valley and Beloit. Same goes for the Cardinals of Cheney. Both these teams into the round of four tomorrow. The seeding is on the line and out of the timeouts. It's buried into the net by Hedstrom, and another point for the Thunder. Their lead is 14-12. They have now rattled off six straight after being down 12-8. Thunder with all the momentum right now. Here is Durr on the spike attempt. Rottinghaus with a diving effort, trying to keep it alive. And good defense here by the Cardinals. Finally put down by Bittner, and that stops the run. 14-13 Thunder. Cardinals get the serve back. Jalen Adolph, a 5'4 junior, will serve this one up. The libero slaps it through with the right hand. Rottinghaus, kind of an awkward dig, but keeps it alive. And now on a third try, a free ball is sent over, but it's way too long for Holthaus. And we're tied at 14-14. And the game of runs continues here in the first set. Adolph will send it across, middle of the floor. Larkin with the dig. Julian's front left here, and the spike is dug up nicely on the back line. And now there's one that's buried home by Campbell Haig, a 6'2 senior up front for the Cardinals. Three straight now for Cheney. Their lead is 15-14. Again, the loser of this match will get the defending state champs at Heritage Christian tomorrow. By the way, Riverton did win the first set, 25-23 over Goodland. Winner on the other floor there is into the semis tomorrow as well. Cheney has it on the attack. There's the slap down by Durr, but Nemaha Central was there. Nordis, a spike attempt, deflected, and a point for the Thunder. And it's 15-15. So again, Nemaha Central, Cheney, Heritage Christian, three of the four teams that are into the semifinals tomorrow, and then the winner of Riverton and Goodland, which Riverton won the first set 25-23. The winner there is the final of the four teams in. Cheney on the far side. They set it up, and it's into the net. Campbell Haig kind of mistimed the jump and buried it into the net. And the Thunder back in front at 16-15. And a near ace, but a diving effort and kept across. Here is first Loggy. They set it up for Honeyman. Her spike is in there. Callie Honeyman, crucial in the Beloit win, getting her name called out there. 17-15, Nemaha Central. The game of runs continues. It's incredible how it's looked on the score sheet here. Three straight now by the Thunder. They set it up for Durr. She slaps it across, but Julian's is there. And now a lift is called against Julian's, and a point, a free one there for the Cardinals, makes it 17-16. Alexis Bittner to serve, sends it across. Nordis digging it out. They set it up for Holthaus, buries it down, but it's dug up nicely. Battle at the net, and it's still in the air at the net, and finally slapped down by Spurslagi for Nemaha Central to get the kill. 18-16 Thunder. Garrity is in, replacing Julian. Honeyman is out. Ruski is in to serve. 18-16 Thunder over the Cardinals here in the first set. Rieske sends it across. Dug up by Adolph the libero. Passed across, and I think they call lift here, and they do, against Delina Bartlett. And a timeout for the Cheney Cardinals. 19-16, Nemaha Central here in the first set. Back in a quick 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been searching for new appliances? Joe Mitchell here to let you know we've been able to build up our selection of appliances. It's been a slow process, but deliveries of our orders have improved. We appreciate your desire to shop locally, and remember, when you buy from Mitchell Appliance, we will provide service on your appliances long after the sale. Let us know if you're looking for something special, or stop in to see our improving selection of appliances at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Good run here for Nemaha Central, leading the Cardinals of Cheney 19-16 here in the first set. Winner going 3-0 in pool play. Loser will go 2-1 and finishes the 2-seed in this pool. And not going to be able to get it over on a third try. Heck of an effort there by Ella Larkin, but Cheney's going to get the point here. 19-17, Cardinals now trailing the Thunder by two. Back to serve Peyton McCormick, the 5'6 junior for the Cardinals. Spins it in her left, fires it away with her right. Rieske, front of the net, backside. It's Holthouse on the kill, and she buries it alive. Addie Holthouse, another kill to her resume. Make it 20-17, Nemaha Centrals. We're coming down the home stretch in this first set. I'll tell you what, I don't know if anyone brought more fans to Nemaha Central. It is packed with purple, and they get another point. Beautiful defensive effort by Garrity and Larkin up front. It's 21-17. Now the Thunder, a little bit of a breathing spot here, but the Cardinals trying to set it up. The spike, and it's down. Cardinals get the kill from Anna Martin. And the senior there makes it 21-18. The Thunder lead is 3. Here's Hague back to serve. Sends it across. Dug up by Larkin. Rieske with the set. Larkin the spike. Defended. Garrity takes one off the face, and the Cardinals get the point. She claps and says, I'm good. 21-19. Thunder lead now trimmed to 2. Hague to serve again. Dug up by Nordis. Rieske sets it up near side. Larkin spike deflected. Tapped in the air by Norris. Now Garrity will set it up for Larkin, and she put it into the net. Once again, it looked like she may have mistimed her jump, and the run is now 3 straight for the Cardinals. They're within 1 as the Nemaha Central lead is trimmed to 21-20. Here's Hague on the serve. Larkin the dig. Rieske sets it up. Garrity taps it across. It's dug up by Hague. They push it to the far side of the floor. It's slapped across. A diving effort there by Rieske to keep it alive. Here is first Loggy on the kill, but it's dug up by Bittner. Cardinals on the attack. They get it over on a free ball. Rieske now taps it over with 2 hands. Cardinals have it on their side of the floor. Martin with the kill, and she buries it home. And it's now tied at 21-21. 4 straight here by the Cardinals. Here's Rottinghouse back in, replacing Nordis on the back line. So now it's down to this. 21-21 in the first set. Here's Hague with the serve. Barely kept it alive was Holthouse. They set it up for Larkin, and she'll get the point. She kills it home. Deflected off the fingertips of Bartlett and out of play. And it's 22-21, Nemaha Central. That stops the run of 4 straight points by the Cardinals. Here's Rottinghouse back to serve. 22-21, Nemaha Central here in the first set. Dug up by McCormick. They push it far side. Martin with the kill. Deflected in the air. They keep it alive, and it's miscommunication. Bartlett and McCormick both went after it, and they both backed away at the same time. It hits the floor. Thunder get the point. They lead it 23-21. Rottinghouse again will serve. Sends it across. Cardinals push it to the far side. It's Martin for the kill. Finesse shot. Dug up by Rieske. Nordis, middle of the floor. Garrity, spike at Tempest. Buried home in the back left corner. It is set point here for Nemaha Central. 24-21 is their lead. And Nordis on the front lines of Larkin and Garrity. Rieske, Holthouse on the back line as Rottinghouse serves. It is set point here for Nemaha Central. Cardinals set it up front right. It is Hedstrom, and she buries it too long. Well past the line, and the Thunder take the first set. A match of runs going to the Thunder, and they stay perfect here at the state tournament. 25-21, they beat the Cardinals in set number one. We'll take a timeout. Set two coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Kansaland Radio.
The Thunder of Nemaha Central take down the first set over the Cardinals, 25-21, as the winner will win this side of pool play. As all of a sudden, we got people walking around handing out Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and I am all about that. So we appreciate you. Thank you very much. I will take one for later. How about we celebrate since we ordered 200 of them? I love it. A way to celebrate this first day of the state tournament with some Chick-fil-A. So the Thunder here, 25-21, they beat the Cheney Cardinals in set number one. Now, the Thunder put themselves in prime position to win this pool if they can win this set. The loser of this match will have to take on Heritage Christian, the defending state champs, tomorrow in one half of the semifinal bracket. And right now, Riverton and Goodland, 10-10 in set two. Riverton won that first set, 25-23. The winner of that one gets the final playoff spot with Cheney, Nemaha Central, and Heritage Christian. So still a lot on the line despite both these teams getting in. You certainly would rather win the pool and play the number two seed out of the opposite pool instead of lose and play the defending champs in the first round. All right, we're back to it, set number two. And it's going to be a point here for the Cardinals. As it was on the back line, it was Chulions who couldn't quite handle the dig opportunity there. And the Cardinals will get the first point, 1-0 their lead. Alexis Bittner to serve. And she will send it across. Rottinghouse, a dig, middle on the back line. There's the set and the spike, Nordis, but it was dug up by Adolph, the libero. Good defense here on the front line, kind of battling at the net. Now the Cardinals have it. They slap it across, and Rottinghouse is there. Near side, the spike attempt for Holthouse is buried. Another kill for Addie Holthouse in a 1-1 tie. Back to serve, Sam Nordis. A 1-1 tie here in the second set. Thunder won the first set, 25-21. They set it up, defended well, and Cardinals do get the point here as the kill by Haig makes it 2-1 Cheney. Back to serve for the Cardinals, Peyton McCormick, the 5'6 junior, spins it in her left and fires it away with her right. Nearly got an ace, but it was dug up by Nordis. They set it up for Honeyman. Her spike attempt is popped up in the air by Bittner. Now Cheney pushing it here to the near side, but Holthouse was there. First loggy, a spike attempt. It's dug up by Bittner. Now the Cardinals tap it across. First loggy keeps it in the air. They wanted a lift. They didn't get the call. And now it's finished home by Nordis from the back line. Again, they were wanting a lift call. And it kind of took three of the Cardinals up front looking at the officials while play was still going on. And Nordis made them pay, and it's 2-2. Well, and they're still talking to the officials here. Again, the head coach for Cheney, the Wichita State standout in Sarah Walker. He's one of the best coaches in the state. Had a career mark of 470-99 as the head coach of the Cardinals coming into the state tournament. And now she's at 472 after a couple of wins today. Cardinals make state now 6 of the last 7 years. Julianz is out. Garrity is in. And Ruski is in to serve. And Honeyman is out. A 2-2 tie here in set 2. Thunder won the first set, 25-21. Winner takes the pool. And we'll play either Riverton or Goodland tomorrow in the semifinal. There's a point for the Cardinals. Little finesse shot by Campbell Haig makes it 3-2. We've alternated the first 5. Cheney back to serve. And Haig sends it long. A service there. A 3-3 tie now. As Holthaus will now go back to serve for Nemaha Central. Holthaus leaves the feet, fires it across. It was a near ace, but dug up by Bittner. Now it's pushed across on a free ball to the front of the net. They set it up middle of the floor. Garrity's spike is blocked. Another attempt at it. And the Cardinals are able to gather this one and push it back across. Another chance for Nemaha Central. Larkin off the top of the net. Sliding save by Adolph to keep it alive. Larkin keeps it in the air, but it finally hits the floor. And the Cardinals get the point. They're lead at 4-3. Bartlett will go back to serve. Cardinals a 4-3 set 2 lead. Nordis with the dig. Garrity sets it up for Larkin. Just has to send it over on a free ball. Now middle of the floor. Good defense. It's blocked, but the Cardinals have it back. Now they set it up near side, and it's killed home by Alexis Bittner. And she makes it 5-3 Cardinals. Jeannie got up 8-5 early in the first set, and then after that it was just kind of runs of 3-4 straight points back and forth between both teams. Holthaus with the kill shot, dug up nicely. Now Adolph wants to set it up and sent across by Martin and pushed over by Ruski. Cardinals want to set it up front right here. It's tapped over by Bittner, but now it's Larkin's turn for the spike. Another dig. Now it's a battle at the net. It's dug up by Hedstrom, and the Cardinals keep it alive. Now a diving effort by Nordstrom. Now here is one that's tipped. I don't think they're going to call it, and they do say it's tipped. It's going to be a point here for the Thunder. They got to change it on the board. It's 5-4. Rottinghaus with the serve, and what would have gone out, Cardinals decide to keep it in. Now Rottinghaus on the back line, Ruski up front, Holthaus with the spike, and it's dug up by Adolph on the back line. Rottinghaus to the front of the net, Ruski again will set it up, this time for Larkin, taps it across with the right hand. Cardinals are able to keep it alive. Now front of the net, it's Martin, and she puts it out of play too strong, and the Thunder gets that one. Back-to-back points for NC in a 5-5 tie here in set 2. And it's sent across, back line there by Bittner to keep it alive. Now Bittner with a second chance, that she buries it into the net. 3 straight for the Thunder, a 6-5 lead here in set 2. Julie Rottinghaus, the 5-3 senior, back to serve. And she serves it across. Cardinals set it front left of the net, tapped over by Bittner. But Garrity is there to spike it down, but it's dug up by McCormick. Now a battle at the net, and it's pushed up into the air by Rottinghaus. They wanted another lift, no call. And then Nordis is blocked. Larkin on a third try. It's tipped in the air. Now the Cardinals gather. Middle of the floor. Tapped over by Hedstrom. But the Cardinals unable to score there. Garrity spike attempt. She was there, but she sends it too long. And after all that, the Cardinals earn the point. And it's a 6-6 tie. Sub in here for the Cardinals, Taryn Bennett, the sophomore who comes in to serve. And with a 6-6 tie here in set number 2. Rottinghaus, her dig. Oh, it sets up the Cardinals on the front line, and it's buried by Bittner. It's a 7-6 Cardinals lead. And once again, Bennett back to serve. Back and forth we go here in set 2. There is the serve. Holthaus had to go down to a knee to get it, and then somehow Garrity is blocked at the net, pushed over by Holthaus. Cardinals now have it. Push it far side of the net. Bittner sends it across. Ruski there for the dig. Now Garrity middle of the floor. Spike attempt blocked. Holtown's pushing it in the air. Now Ruski sets it up backside for Nordis. Little finesse shot. Diving effort. Save back across. Thunder have it with Ruski. Garrity taps it across, and it is in there. Garrity able to put it home, and it's a 7-7 tie. Julian's is back in for Garrity, and Honeyman is back in for Ruski. Honeyman, Nordis, Larkin on the front line. And on the back line here for Nemaha Central, the libero Rottinghouse, along with Holthouse. And Julian's, who is set to serve. Drags the feet, sends it across. Front of the net, Cardinals. Far side, it's Martin blocked at the net. Tipped across again. Holthouse down to a knee to get it. Now it's Larkin front left. She is blocked, and it's a point for the Cardinals. Good defense up front. Leah Durr, definitely a big reason for that point for the Cardinals. It makes it 8-7. Cheney in front. They get the serve back. It'll be the libero for Cheney. Jalen Adolph, 5'4 junior, sends it across. Nordis back right, sets it up front. Julian's near side left, and it's blocked as they were looking for Honeyman to get the kill. And once again, Durr with a rejection. And another point for the Cardinals. They lead at 9-7. Adolph again will serve. Here's Julian's front of the net, backside. It's Larkin the kill, and a beautiful dig on the back line by Martin. Now Adolph on a try. They have to get it across, and miscommunication with Adolph and Bittner. As they both went for it at the same time, collided with each other, and it's a point for Nemaha Central. Back to within one. It's 9-8 in favor of the Cardinals. Larkin will serve. Back line pushing it up in the air. Martin near side, taps across, and it's, I think they say, under the net. The violation committed by Alexis Bittner. So the point is to Nemaha Central, and it's a 9-9 tie. Larkin again with the serve. Back line, Martin with the dig. They set it middle of the floor. It's tapped over by Durr. Saved by Julian. They set it up for Honeyman, and it's rejected by Durr again, who's made some key blocks here in this second set. Cheney goes back in front, 10-9. Bittner will serve, a junior. We only have three seniors on the roster. There's Cheney, and really only two of them have seen court action here in this matchup. Durr goes down to get it, pushed away on a free ball. Rottinghouse back line, Julian's front left. Holthauser spike attempt is just out barely. A delayed reaction there by the official in the back right corner. And it's an 11-9 lead here for Cheney, and Jessica Cook wants a timeout, so we'll step aside. Nemaha Central won the first set 25-21. They trail here in set two, 11-9. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kansaland Radio.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel, gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Cardinals with a 11-9 lead here in set two over Nemaha Central. Cardinals need this one to force a third. Here is Julian's left side to Holthaus, taps it over with the right hand, but it's dug up by Anna Martin. Now to the far side of the floor, slapped across by Haig. Dug up by Julian's. They set it up for Holthouse. Tips in the air. Cheney there on the back line to keep it alive. Now another rejected shot, but somehow the Cardinals at Adolph on a third try is able to get it over. That was an incredible effort defensively. Now Honeyman on a kill. It's dug up by Martin. Now taps across. Holthouse with a nice defensive effort. They push it front. Battle at the net. Still the Cardinals have possession now. Durr taps it over. Popped up in the air. Second try. Now Larkin has to send it across. She does. Popped up in the air here by Bittner. Now Nemaha Central has it with Honeyman, and she'll bury it home to get the point. So after all that, big point for Nemaha Central. They're down one. It's 11-10. Back to serve, Sam Nordis here for Nemaha Central. Sends it across. It's dug up by Bittner. They get it to the front of the net. Popped in the air. And I think a violation committed against Honeyman for the Thunder gives Cheney the point. And they lead it 12-10 here in set two. They've scored three of the last four. And it's sent across. Julian's middle of the floor for Holtow. She taps it. Beautiful diving efforts, and McCormick keeps it alive. Now Nordis has to chase it down. Now it's popped up in the air. A slap shot by Holtow to put it down. Cardinals have it. Top of the net. And deflected. Now Adolf puts it high in the air, and it's finally slapped down, and a point for the Cardinals. Buried by McCormick. 13-10. Cardinals now up by three. It's their largest lead here in the second set. Far side of the floor, they set it up for Nordis, but it's dug out nicely on the back line by Bittner, and now that one's put home by Campbell Haig, and it's a 14-10 Cardinals lead. Nemaha Central won the first set 25-21, and now they find themselves down here 14-10 set two. Riverton Goodland coming down the home stretch in set two, but Riverton leads that one 23-21. And there's a kill much needed for Addie Holthouse. Gets the Thunder back to within three at 14-11. So here's the rotation. Honeyman is out. Julian's is out. Garrity and Ruski are in. Ruski will serve. Sends it across. Cardinals push it front left and having to save it. Holthouse now has it in the air. Ruski sets it back up for Holthouse. Her spike attempt is dug up by Adolf. Now they push it middle of the floor. Cardinals do. And now a free ball has to be sent over by Nemaha Central. Somehow a diving effort by the back line. And the Cardinals are able to send it over on a free ball. Ruski, front of the net. They set it up for Holthouse. Her spike attempt is out of play. Ruski wanted a tip. They're not going to get it. And the Cardinals lead it 15-11 here in the second set. And the serve by Haig sends it across. Now it's Holthouse from the middle of the floor. Sends a spike and it lands between the lines. 15-12. Thunder down three. And Riverton has just beat Goodland in straight sets. 25-23 and 25-22. So Riverton is on to the semifinals tomorrow. And here's a point for the Thunder. Violation committed. Under the net is Alina Bartlett. 15-13. Thunder have trimmed it to two. Here's Holthouse to serve. So the loser of this match will get Heritage Christian tomorrow in a semifinal. And the winner will take on Riverton. And another point as they call a lift here on the Cardinals. And it's a one-point game now, 15-14. So three straight by the Thunder, and Holthouse will serve with a chance to tie. Cardinals set it up near side. Bartlett spike attempt, and diving for it on a knee is Holthouse. They set it up Larkin right side. She is blocked, but the Thunder gather. Now it's Spurs blocking with the kill, and it's deflected and out of play. And we're tied at 15-15, four straight by the Thunder. Can they sweep and win the pool play here today and get themselves with a date with Riverton tomorrow? Here's a nice tap by Spurslagi, and she had a chance to put it down, but she hit it too far to the left and out of play. And the Cardinals stop that run. They get the point, 16-15. Cardinals the one-point lead. They get the serve back with Bartlett. She sends it across. Nordis to Ruski, middle of the floor, Garrity, and she misfires on that one. Or they're going to say it was deflected by the Cardinals. And it went out of play, so I think Nemaha Central got the point, and they did. I couldn't tell for a second what happened, but it's 16-16. And now a near ace, but the Cardinals go down to get it, and now a good defensive effort by Larkin and Garrity up front. They tap it across. Garrity was there, played the little tap shot nicely, and now good defensive effort here by Reese Hedstrom up front. Also, Anna Martin getting a point for the Cardinals. They lead it 17-16. Leah Durr back in, replacing McCormick. As the Cardinals go back to serve with Bennett. So now we're down to the final match. as the other court has cleared. Now all eyes now are on Nemaha Central here in Cheney, which is 17-16 Cardinals in the second set. As we go back and forth here on this rally, Cardinals set it up, tipped in the air. Ruski keeps it alive, middle of the floor. Garrity, a spike attempt. That's tipped in the air by Bittner. And the Cardinals on a third try have to slap it over. Rodinghouse to the front, tapped over by Rodinghouse. The correction, it was Ruski with a little head fake there to get it across on a second tap. And it's 17-17. So back to serve is Shulian's, as they bring Shulian's and Honeyman back in. 17-17, set two. Thunder won the first set, 25-21. Cardinals get it to Durr. She slaps it down. Holthouse able to keep it alive in the air. Now Rodinghouse to the front. Honeyman slaps it, deflected. It's a battle around the net. Now the Cardinals gather. Cardinals again with Durr. It's blocked by Larkin. She started celebrating, but it's still alive. Shulian's near side. Honeyman spike blocked. Holthouse keeps it alive. Julian's pushing it back for Nordis, who taps it over with two hands. Diving save by Bartlett to keep it alive. Cardinals slap it across. Holthouse with the dig. Now Julian's front left. Honeyman has to slap it over. She does so. It's buried up in the air by Bittner. Now Durr taps it. And Nordis puts it up. And finally it's hammered home by Cheney's Alexis Bittner. And a long rally. Cardinals get it. 18-17. Their lead is one. Jalen Adolph, the libero, to serve. She will send it across. Nordis the dig. It is set up by Shulian's. Here is Honeyman, deflected and out of play. And the Thunder gets the point. It is 18-18. So here we go. 18-18, set two. Thunder won the first set, 25-21. Larkin is here to serve. A lot of students came here to support Nemaha Central, and there's an ace! Ella Larkin with an important ace, and it's 19-18 Thunder. And a timeout for the Cardinals. We'll step aside as well. 25-21, the Thunder winning set one. They lead set two, 19-18, in a battle here for the one seed out of this cool play. We'll step aside, back in 30 here on Kansas Land Radio.
Quality nutrition. You can see it in productivity. You can measure it in pounds. At Countryside Feed, quality nutrition is at the center of what they do, providing your animals with the building blocks they need to be productive and profitable. Talk to one of their skilled sales and nutrition professionals to learn what Countryside Feed can do for your cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, horses, or poultry. Visit them in person or online at countrysidefeed.com.
KMZA.
Well, I've used the word exhilarating, and that's kind of the day it's been here for Nemaha Central, the top seed and number one ranked Thunder. They've been in matches that have been close all day, but they have been able to get through Smoky Valley and Beloit, both in straight sets. Now a chance to sweep Cheney. But it's 19-18, Thunder set two. They won the first set 25-21. Back and forth we go. They set it up for Holthouse. She taps it across with the left hand. Now it's hit out of play, and the Thunder get the point. 20-18, the Thunder lead is two. The loser of this match will play the defending champs, Heritage Christian, in one semifinal tomorrow. The winner will get Riverton in the other semifinal to determine a state champion. Cardinals on a third try, send it over with a free ball. Shulian's front left, Holthouse to spike, dug up by Adolph, now middle of the floor, they push it near side, this is Bittner, and it's dug up by Shulian's, back right. Nordis to Holthouse, her spike, another diving effort save on the back line for the Cardinals, now it's up against the net, and Durr keeps it alive, and it's up against the net again! Misfired by Bittner, and it's 21-18 Thunder. And another timeout here for the Cardinals. Four straight by Nemaha Central. Their lead is 21-18. A chance to close out this set and match against the Cardinals. And we'll find out if they can do it if we take a timeout or no. Yes, let's do so. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Nemaha Central, faithful on their feet. 21-18 Thunder here in set two over the Cheney Cardinals. Chance to wrap things up here. They push it here to the front side. It's Holthouse's spike, and it's defended well, and a point here for the Cardinals. It was Durr and Haig on that defensive effort. And the lead trimmed to two. It's 21-19 Thunder. Cardinals get the serve back. It is Bittner who serves it. Holthouse with the dig. Front of the net. Julian's backside. Nordis the spike. This time dug up on the back line by Bittner. Cardinals set it up. The spike by Haig, and she gets the kill. Larkin with a diving effort. Couldn't get there. Back-to-back points for the Cardinals out of the timeout. It's 21-20, Nemaha Central. Thunder won the first set, 25-21, trying to sweep all their matches here today, but they have all been close. And now Holthouse with the kill, deflected out of play. They set her up front left. Durr got a fingertip on it, and it's 22-20, Nemaha Central. Sam Nordis will serve. 3 points away from earning the top spot out of this pool play. And here's a nice setup and spike by Campbell Haig, who gets the point for the Cardinals, and Nordis couldn't handle it on the back line. It's 22-21, Nemaha Central. Peyton McCormick, the junior, will serve. Thunder lead it 22-21 in set two. Cardinals need it to force a third. Julian's front of the net. They set it up for Holthouse. Her spike attempt is dug up by McCormick, but they say it's a lift on Peyton McCormick. A violation committed by the Cardinals, and it's a 23-21 Nemaha Central lead. Julian's is out. Honeyman is out. Garrity in on the front line. Ruski to serve. 23-21 Nemaha Central set two. She sends it across. Cardinals get it to the front of the net, and kind of an awkward hit there. Somehow lands down for the Cardinals. Big point for Anna Martin. 23-22 now. The Cardinals get the serve back. Well, fans from the Riverton Goodland side kind of hanging around and watching this one. 23-22 Nemaha Central. They set it up for Holthouse. It's blasted in the air and out of play. It's match point for the Thunder. 24-22. A chance to close it out here. The Thunder fans are on their feet. It's going to be Addie Holthouse to serve it up, and she sends it across, a chance to win it. Nemaha Central wanted to lift there, didn't get it. Ruski, front of the net, Garrity's kill is in there, and the Thunder win it. 25-22, the Thunder, a perfect 3-0 day in six sets. They win the pool, and they will take on Riverton in a semifinal tomorrow, as they have now won 37 straight matches, and their run to a state championship is now official and set for tomorrow. We'll step aside for a quick timeout, and we'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Mom!
I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
A Milwaukee tool sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. With three Milwaukee sales going on at once, choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lower prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
KMZA.
Seed Nemaha Central Thunder advance to the semifinals tomorrow here at the Class 3A State Tournament in Hutchinson. Brandon Tamman, one final time with you. It's been a long evening, but a good one for the fans of Nemaha Central as they are able to close out pool play as the number one seed in pool number one. They go 3-0. They swept Smoky Valley earlier today, Beloit as well, and then if you just missed it, a thriller against Cheney as they beat the Cardinals 25-21 and 25-22. Make it now 37 straight wins for this Thunder team. And they are now 45-1 as them along with Cheney getting to the semifinals tomorrow out of this pool. And joining from the other pool is Riverton and the defending champs, Heritage Christian. So it was a very important win against the Cardinals here, which gave Nemaha Central the 3-0 finish and the pool play victory because they avoid Heritage Christian in the semifinals. So they will get the 2-seed Riverton, a Riverton squad that went 2-1 in pool play. And Riverton will come in with a record of 39-3. So it's not going to be easy, but the Thunder are two matches away from lifting up a state championship trophy. So the semifinals will start here tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and then the championship and third place match will follow 25 minutes after the semifinals conclude. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Again, stay tuned. We still got Community National Bank High School scoreboard show as the first round of the playoffs in the state continue on. Holton won big tonight, and some other teams in action as well. So it's a busy night. Want to appreciate everyone back in our studios. Kirk Kilman doing the Lord's work, no doubt about it, keeping us locked in and on the air. So we will talk to you just shy of 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon as Nemaha Central will take on Riverton in a semifinal with a trip to the state championship on the line. So again, the two semifinals will be Nemaha Central Riverton and Heritage Christian, the defending champs. They are taking on Cheney. Again, the finals from today for Nemaha Central. They beat Smoky Valley 26-24, 25-23. They beat Beloit 25-22, 25-17. And they beat the Cardinals of Cheney 25-21 and 25-22. 37 in a row now victories for Nemaha Central. They are 45-1. And still, the top dog in Class 3A. We'll talk to you tomorrow for semifinal volleyball action here from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Again, we'll be on the air just shy of 1 o'clock. Again, for Kurt, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Nemaha Central Volleyball in the state semifinals. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.